Germany real estate headlines. DE property records now searchable. Owners, deeds, permits, and more. Delaware property records search is a new tool that lets users check property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in DE can streamline due diligence and closing processes with centralized access to property ownership, encumbrance, and permit data. Delaware.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next DE transaction. Germany real estate headlines. HomeLight breaks down average Delaware real estate commission rates. A new resource explains the average Delaware real estate commission rate and what sellers might pay a realtor, plus tips to retain more proceeds. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Delaware agents price their services competitively and communicate value to prospective sellers. Review the full breakdown at www.homelight.com/blavagerealestatecommissionbiterate/Delaware/. Germany real estate headlines. Delaware County Assessor's Office launches new property search portal. The Delaware County Assessor's Office has transitioned from its old homepage to a new property record search tool at myassessor.org, continuing to provide assessment records, tax exemption information, and contact details for Assessor Lorena Ellis Cook. Real estate professionals in DE need accurate, accessible property assessment data to support valuations, transactions, and client advisory on tax obligations. Update your bookmarks and direct clients to the new search portal at ismomyassessor1.org for current property records. Germany real estate headlines. DE realtor commission rates edge below national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Delaware is 5.66%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. Delaware professionals can benchmark their fee structures against verified local data and anticipate how competitive pressure may shape client negotiations. Review the full Delaware Commission survey at listwithclever.com/average real estate commission rate/Delaware/. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of DE cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.